First Ezra,
Chapter 1. And Josiah kept the Passover to his Lord in Jerusalem. They killed the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the first month, having placed the priests according to their divisions, arrayed in their vestments, in the temple of the Lord. He told the Levites, the temple servants of Israel, that they should sanctify themselves to the Lord when depositing the holy ark of the Lord inside the house that King Solomon, son of David, had built. And he said,
"It is no longer necessary for you to carry it on your shoulders. Now worship the Lord your God and serve his people Israel. Prepare yourselves by your families and tribes in accordance with the directions of King David of Israel and the magnificence of his son Solomon. And stand in order within the temple according to the divisions of the ancestral houses as Levites who minister before your brethren, the sons of Israel. And kill the Passover lamb and prepare the sacrifices for your brethren. And keep the Passover according to the commandment of the Lord that was given to Moses."
Josiah provided the following to the people who were present: 30,000 lambs and kids, and 3,000 calves. As he promised, these were contributed from the king's possessions to the people and the priests and the Levites. Hilkiah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, the chief officers of the temple, contributed the following to the priests for the Passover: 2,600 sheep and 300 calves. And Yeconiah and Shemaiah and his brother Nathanael and Hashabiah and Okiel and Joram, captains over thousands, contributed the following to the Levites for the Passover: 5,000 sheep and 700 calves. This is what took place. The priests and the Levites, having the unleavened bread, stood in proper order, according to tribes and divisions of the ancestral houses, before the people, to make the offering to the Lord as it is written in the book of Moses. This was done in the morning. They roasted the Passover lamb with fire, as required. And they boiled the sacrifices in bronze pots and cauldrons with a pleasing odor, and distributed them to all the people. Afterward, they prepared the Passover for themselves and for their brethren, the priests, the sons of Aaron, because the priests were offering the fat until nightfall. So the Levites prepared it for themselves and for their brethren, the priests, the sons of Aaron. The temple singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place according to the arrangement made by David, and also Asaph, Zechariah, and Idan, who represented the king. The gatekeepers were at each gate. It was not necessary for anyone to leave his post of daily service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared the Passover for them. So the things pertaining to the sacrifices of the Lord were accomplished that day. The Passover was kept, and the sacrifices were offered on the altar of the Lord, according to the command of King Josiah. And for 7 days, the sons of Israel who were present at that time kept the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. No Passover like it had been kept in Israel since the times of the prophet Samuel, nor had any of the kings of Israel kept such a Passover as was kept by Josiah and the priests and the Levites and the people of Judah and all Israel who were living in Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, this Passover was kept. And the deeds of Josiah were upright in the sight of the Lord, for his heart was full of piety. and the events of his reign were chronicled in former times. Concerning those who sinned and acted impiously toward the Lord beyond any other people or kingdom, and how they grieved the Lord deeply, so that the words of the Lord fell upon Israel. After all these acts of Josiah, it happened that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, went to make war at Carchemish on the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. And the king sent word to him, saying,
"What have we to do with each other, O king of Judah? I was not sent against you by the Lord God, for my war is at the Euphrates. And now the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, urging me on. Stand aside and do not oppose the Lord."
Josiah, however, did not turn back to his chariot, but tried to fight with him, paying no attention to the words of the prophet Jeremiah from the mouth of the Lord. He joined battle with him in the plain of Megiddo, and the commanders came down against King Josiah. The king said to his servants,
"Take me away from the battle, for I am very weak."
And immediately, his servants removed him from the line of battle. He got into his second chariot, and while he was returning to Jerusalem, he yielded up his life and was buried in the tomb of his fathers. And all Judah mourned for Josiah. The prophet Jeremiah composed a lament in honor of Josiah, and the principal men with the women have made lamentation for him to this day. This has become an established custom for the whole nation of Israel. These things are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah, and every one of the acts of Josiah and his splendor and his understanding of the law of the Lord, and both his earlier and later achievements, and these that are now told, are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. The men took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, who was 23 years old, and made him king in succession to his father Josiah. He reigned 3 months in Judah and Jerusalem. Then the king of Egypt deposed him from reigning in Jerusalem, and fined the nation 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt made his brother, Jehoiakim, king of Judah and Jerusalem. Jehoiakim put the nobles in prison and seized his brother, Jehoahaz, and brought him back from Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign in Judah and Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babel came up against him. He bound him with a chain of bronze and took him away to Babel. Nebuchadnezzar also took some holy vessels of the Lord and carried them away and stored them in his temple in Babel. But the things that are reported about Jehoiakim and his uncleanness and impiety are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings. His son, Jehoiachin, became king in his place. He was 8 years old when he was made king, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, Nebuchadnezzar had him brought to Babel, together with the holy vessels of the Lord, and made Zedekiah king of Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old, and he reigned 11 years. He also did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and disregarded the words that were spoken by the prophet Jeremiah from the mouth of the Lord. Although he swore an oath to King Nebuchadnezzar in the name of the Lord, he broke his oath and rebelled. And he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart and transgressed the laws of the Lord God of Israel. Even the leaders of the people and of the priests committed many acts of sacrilege and lawlessness beyond all the unclean deeds of all the nations, and polluted the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, the temple that God had made holy. The God of their fathers sent his messengers to recall them, because he wanted to spare both them and his dwelling place. But they mocked his messengers, and whenever the Lord spoke, they scoffed at his prophets. They did this until he, in his anger against his people on account of their depravity, incited the kings of the Chaldeans to go up against them. These killed their young men with a sword around their holy temple, sparing neither young man nor young woman, neither old man nor child, for he gave them all into their hands. And they took all the holy vessels of the Lord, great and small, the treasure chests of the Lord, and the royal stores, and carried them away to Babel. They set fire to the house of the Lord, broke down the walls of Jerusalem, set fire to its towers, and utterly destroyed all its glorious things. The survivors he led away to Babel with the sword, and they became slaves to him and to his sons until the Persians began to reign, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, "Until the land has enjoyed its Sabbaths, it shall keep Sabbath all the time of its desolation until the completion of 70 years."